Hello, you're listening to Insight Says, a podcast about mental health and counseling. I'm your host, Kira Tanin. On this episode, I sat down with licensed clinical social worker, Risa Minnikin, from Insight Counseling, LLC in Richfield, Connecticut. Some background information, Risa Minnikin has a decade of experience working with children, adolescents, adults, and families experiencing various issues. She believes therapy is an interactive process in which she works together to help clients reach their goals. Risa has training and experience in evidence-based treatment modalities such as cognitive behavioral therapy, also known as CBT, dialectical behavior therapy, DBT. We also have an episode on that, multidimensional family therapy, and motivational interviewing. She also has extensive experience working with and treating various problems such as addiction, anxiety, depression, trauma, relationship issues, children with school or home-related difficulties, and parenting. Thanks so much, Risa, for coming back on the show and sharing a little more with me.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
So we're going to be talking about, and here I go pronouncing this, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing.
Right.
That was close there.
You did good.
And so we can refer to this as EMDR, which is what you guys refer to
exactly.
As. So what exactly is EMDR for people that have never heard of this before?
Okay. So it's a treatment modality to help with trauma. It's a process where a client is asked to recall, you know, maybe a disturbing event or memory. And while doing so, the clinician is asking them to follow eye movements traditionally. There's actually other ways, but anyway, let's just use the eye movements. And so while the client is following the hand movements, somehow it, you know, just relaxes and distracts the brain and kind of synchronizes the brain's two hemispheres with the stimulation of the eye movement, the rapid eye movement. And so typically in a course of 8 sessions, a client's trauma can be significantly decreased.
So what you're doing is you're having someone recall and talk about a trauma they've experienced in the past. And while they're doing that, you're doing hand movements that they follow with their eyes. That's kind of how it works?
Exactly. And that's such a small, like, part of how it evolves. But that's just kind of the main piece.
And so this is soothing, so that when they're talking about something that's very, can bring up a lot of different emotions and put them back to that place where they experienced the trauma, they're also having these soothing stimulation, kind of, so that the trauma doesn't seem, and they can process it a little bit differently.
Well, it isn't so much soothing, but it distracts, you know, the brain in a way that allows it to kind of just open up and bring out this trauma that they've experienced and that is continuing to affect them in the present. And by doing that and then adding, you know, a positive, you know, thought to that throughout the sessions, it just starts to organize and go into a different part of the brain.
So you're almost rewiring the brain in some way about this trauma.
Exactly.
Okay. That's more clear.
Yeah. You're taking like something like emotional and traumatic and you're kind of putting it in just to the information part of the brain. So it's not this acute feeling of emotion, but it's actually just stored in the brain as part of your history in life.
And how old is EMDR? Is this a new therapy? Has it been around for a while?
Well, it started in 1987 with Francine Shapiro, who, you know, kind of, I think, accidentally discovered that when she moved her eyes back and forth, her distressing thoughts or memories were lessened. And so, you know, from there, you know, the EMDR has evolved. It is relatively new in terms of it being more practiced mainstream with people because, you know, as the studies had come out with, it originally had started where they were working with veterans with PTSD. So the studies were coming out that this was like, you know, 78% effective and people were getting much better. And so it's kind of now, you know, coming out and people are becoming aware of it and realizing how powerful it is.
Especially with the population of veterans being so large and them having, like, a lot of them experiencing PTSD, to have a treatment method like this that was so effective, he said 78% effective, that people were getting better from this, people are like, whoa, we should look at that and use it for other areas of trauma. So it really stemmed from that.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, like you said, you know, a trauma is subjective, but really the way that I, you know, define it is, like, if something in your past continues to affect and impact your present, you know, that's a trauma.
I like that. That's a very succinct definition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, whatever that is, I mean, that could literally be something, you know, that might be seemingly not as big a deal, or certainly not the same thing as, you know, someone being in war, but, you know, still there's a trauma there. And, you know, this is a great tool in, you know, helping with that.
And so once people started using this, they used to use different types of therapies, and I'm sure people still do use a wide variety of therapies to help people that have gone through traumatic events. How is this similar to those therapies, or is it really different?
I think it's really different, to be quite honest with you. I think the only thing that might be similar is exposure therapy, because you are kind of going over the trauma.
I can see the similarities.
I mean, just a little
there.
Piece there, but that I don't really see it to be similar to...
it's kind of its own.
It's very much on its own. I mean, the CBT part is definitely, there's a reframing.
The cognitive
of the
behavioral
negative,
therapy. Yeah.
Right. There's a reframing of that. So there's a little piece of that in there. But, you know, I think it's pretty much very different. Very different than any sort of treatment modality I've ever done.
So we talked about the veterans that have had PTSD, or anyone that has had PTSD that can really benefit from this. Mm. Who else? We talked about traumas, but what are some of the types of traumas of maybe people that you've worked with, or case studies that you've read of knowing who is benefiting from this? Like, why are they seeking this therapy?
I mean, you know, really, it's so much broader and can be, you know, than you know, just... you know, veterans. I mean, anybody, who, like I said before, kind of what it could be depends on what trauma it is. But I mean, if it's something, even if it's small, seemingly small, if it's still affecting you today, I mean, that's definitely something that could be worked on. I mean, depression, anxiety, you know, any, you know, I mean, of course, like any kind of sexual assault I worked with, or first responders, you know, get EMDR a lot, because it's definitely very helpful for them. But I can't, you know, I can't even say that I would even exclude anybody. It's just like anybody that's coming in.
Those are
in.
Some of the top people, but the list doesn't end there.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it could be used, you know, much more than, and it is being more than it has been in the past.
So if someone is coming to you to do EMDR and they've had some trauma in their past and they're still struggling with that, what does a session look like when they come to you, and what does that look long-term?
Okay. Well, typically, the sessions are about eight sessions. So you could literally have your own therapist and stuff like that. You would just be coming to me for, you know, the time period, if, you know, you know, or, you know, that you were going to be getting treatment. You know, the first, it's not, you, we don't just jump into it. There's eight phases of treatment. So, you know, like anybody who's coming in for a first time, you have to get like a full kind of like psychosocial, the history, you know.
You have to get to know them, their background, who they
are. Exactly. Well, just like, you know, kind of the whole picture of everything that's going on. You know, there's a process of preparing the client, you know, for this. You have to be very careful about, you know, them being ready, them feeling safe, you know. So we take a lot of time in doing that. And then we, you know, work on kind of the target issue, the issue and the memory that they want to deal with. Okay, so, and then after that, we would start the desensitization, which I have difficulty with as well, which is the eye movements. Okay, and then when it's appropriate, you know, installation of those, you know, memories, like once they, you know, the disturbance and the, you know, of these events and stuff become lower, because you're always tracking them to see where you are in terms of, like, you know, highest disturbance to lowest disturbance. So you're always knowing where they're at. And so once it becomes really low, you can do the installation. And then we do something called a body scan, which is a form of relaxation. And then there's closure. And then always reevaluation, where you're going to, you know, go over everything with the client. How did they feel? What was their experience? And, you know, are they, you know, okay. And so those are just briefly the eight phases, but that's what you can expect within, you know, an EMDR treatment, you know, and that's around 8 days or 8 sessions.
And you would tailor this to the individual person depending on what they're coming in for to process and everything. So that's the general outline, and then exactly. You can apply it and really personalize it to right. the person sitting in your office.
Definitely. Always. Always.
So when people are concluding, they've done the 8 sessions, what are we hoping that clients get out of this, that mm-hmm. they've come in with this trauma, and what do we hope that when they're leaving after these 8 or so sessions that they're walking away with?
Well, like I was saying before, we are tracking, you know, kind of where they're at emotionally throughout the process. So, you know, I would ask, like, you know, how disturbing is this to you from a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest. So let's say the client started out as a 9 or 10, you know, the expectation would be, you know, possibly a 1 or even a 0, you know what I mean? Depending. So that would indicate that obviously the trauma has decreased from, you know, high to low. So that's one thing. Also, I mean, you know, a lot of the symptoms decrease in terms of nightmares, intrusive thoughts, you know, like paralyzing anxiety, all decrease.
And so that's really going to affect someone's life if they've been experiencing those types of symptoms mm-hmm. to come out of after only 8 sessions, which is also different kind of in therapy mm-hmm. that usually it's a longer commitment mm-hmm. on what you're doing. And this is kind of a set, you know, if they're going once a week, then it's 2 months mm-hmm. or depending on how mm-hmm. that's set up,
yep.
That, you know, this could really be life altering.
Yeah, no, it really is. And, you know, I've, you know, worked with people like first responders and, you know, people with really serious trauma, and, you know, it's really debilitating, you know, it's a debilitating, you know, experience. So
especially when it's affecting your life every day.
Yeah.
And it's not just
yeah,
once in a while.
Yeah. And so for the, you know, to get a good amount of freedom from that, I would say would be the expectation.
Definitely. Well, I'm sure people will be interested to come to Insight mm. if they're finding this to be helpful and they think that maybe this really could help them in the long run. And,
yeah.
you know, hopefully you guys can reach out to Insight
Absolutely.
And you can come in and sit down with Risa yeah. now that you've heard her and heard more about the process
Absolutely.
And everything.
Absolutely. Everyone's welcome.
Well, thank you so much for explaining this to me. Mm-hmm. I feel like it makes a lot more sense to me now.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
For more information about mental health, head over to insightcounselingllc.com. You can also request an appointment or join a group by emailing info@insightcounselingllc.com. If you found this podcast helpful, please rate and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to the show, whatever podcast app you use. It helps more listeners like yourself find the show and benefit. Thanks for listening, and join us next time to learn and discover more about mental health.